Local government in Northamptonshire is going through a period of massive change. The county council twice effectively declared bankrupt and dubbed the worst in the country by one local MP is set to be scrapped.
Take the time to make some sense of what you want to say.
It will take the area's seven borough and district councils with it, all set to be replaced by two new unitary authorities, one for the north and one in the west of the county. The county council's financial problems have led to cuts across a host of services and doubts over others, such as the county's libraries. In 2018, I visited Kingsthorpe Library. Kingsthorpe Library is full of babies. While most people might more usually associate libraries with books, the modern versions are about so much more. I spoke to one mum, Rachel Ball.
Well, as a new mum, this little one's 16 months old now, but it was really my opportunity to meet new mums that had children of my age. If this service disappeared, I just don't know where new mums would start. Firstly, for just advice, an opportunity to get out and meet people. I just think that the library's been vital to me and I worry for new mums.
The big question now is whether the two new unitaries can solve the funding puzzles of the past. As part of their creation, a master plan outlining how the unitary process will take place has now been published. It sets out the vision for a county it says will become a showpiece for modern green living, with better integrated services provided by staff drawn from all eight existing authorities. It sounds like a utopia, but will this new authority be able to provide the services people want? Last year, as part of Radio Northampton's council takeover event, we asked members of the public what services they'd like to see prioritised.
The homelessness here is absolutely phenomenal. Our MP thinks that squash courts seem to be more important than our local homelessness.
Why do we not have free parking in Corby?
Leisure and recreation, housing. I think social housing, we definitely need more of it.
But how do the aims in the master plan match those of the people we heard from there in Corby? The simple answer is it's too early to say. Both the West and the North unitaries will take on all of the existing services provided across Northamptonshire by the County Council and more locally by the districts and boroughs. Then there's the failing Children's Services Department. This is how one user, Kim from Kettering, described dealing with social workers at the moment.
Over a 3-month period, we had 4 different social workers, their own set of rules and behaviour that they expected off the children. And at the same time, still I've got 2 children that have their own ADHD and you know, trust issues, and are being told to talk about everything in their life and how they feel to a complete stranger.
The master plan's response is that children's services will be turned into an independent trust, accountable to both the new authorities. That was the recommendation of Malcolm Newsom, the commissioner appointed to oversee improvements at the council after Ofsted said social services were overwhelmed and drowning. Much of the 26-page document is suitably vague. Talk of single regulatory policies and local delivery hubs. Important? Maybe. Crystal clear as to what that means for the average resident? Perhaps less so. What is clear is that the whole process won't come cheap. More than £40 million will have to be spent on the nuts and bolts of the changes. Restructuring, redundancy, new IT systems and, whisper it quietly, even possible pay rises for staff. It's all part of the master plan.